Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Bob Peters joining us there from WA. Ray Thomas does join us. Ray, he's going to be asked that question a lot over the next few months. Unlikely at this stage to be seen in the autumn. You would have heard those comments about Regimate. He made the comments to maybe let Victorian officials know that they should be looking at it. But certainly, with mares in season, this is a substance that can be used in New South Wales.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I know a lot of Victorian trainers would certainly support what Bob Peters is saying, and I know Mick Price, for example, was an advocate for changing the rules and going back to allowing Regimate. And look, hopefully that will be the case, because I think across the board, the common sense rule should come into play, because it helps mares to settle. I was talking to Mick Price about it when I was in Melbourne during the spring, Andrew. Mm. Even little things like loading a mare onto a float, if they're in season, they can be highly strung and could potentially injure themselves, etc. And look, it is a really interesting debate going forward, as is what Bob Peters does with Arcadia Queen. She was so impressive, wasn't she, winning the Kingston Town? And we've got to remember, it was a sixth start, Andrew, and it was the first preparation. So she's gone a long way in a short time from a maiden into a Group 1 against older horses. She's gone deep into the year into December. So an autumn carnival prep, you would think, in the eastern states would be unlikely, but long-term, seeing her in Sydney or Melbourne in the spring, she's such an exciting talent, as is Galaxy Star. Her run was fantastic to run third, but Arcadia Queen, I think she's pretty special, Andrew.
Yeah, can't wait to hear from Bob some stage early in 2019, most likely, what their plans are going to be. We spoke with Jay Ford earlier on in the program this morning, and Zar Latte was probably one of the more impressive wins, along with Zar Sun winning those first two races on Saturday.
Yeah, both remain unbeaten after two starts, and both look very progressive types, particularly the three-year-old filly Zalate. Baller, who was the favourite, looked to be travelling, didn't he, Andrew, into the top of the straight. I thought, well, he'll just sprint away and win this. And he did break clear the rest of the pack, but Zalate unleashed down the centre. Highly promising filly. She's out of the Zabeel mare, so obviously you would expect her to just continue to improve once the distances of her races increase. And it was really interesting talking to Charlie Duckworth, who was representing the Chris Waller stable after the race. They wanted to run her in a midweek 1600 metre race, but that was abandoned. They were forced to go straight to Saturday class off a maiden win at 1400 metres. They were concerned that second start for this filly, it might be a fraction too short. So the fact she was able to run down a pretty handy colt in Baller just suggests she's a really talented filly going forward, and one to watch potentially on the Oaks path next year. And as for the two-year-old Zar Sun, look, he was dominant. It led throughout, controlled the race, just too good for filly had won her only previous start, Kiyomichi, and he was increasing his margin on the line to win by two. There was three lengths to the third horse. But what sort of struck me after the race, Andrew, was Neil Payne was there representing the Gay Waterhouse Adrian Bott stable, and he said, oh, he's a nice horse, Zar Sun, but we have a much better one at home, and that's Unite and Conquer. Mm. Both horses are heading towards the Magic Millions. We'll see Unite and Conquer on Wednesday in the Magic Millions two-year-old race at Wyong. And look, he won a trial after his Maribyrnong trial win at Flemington during the spring. He's won a trial in Sydney. Looks a real talent, but he must be a pretty smart horse if Zar Sun's rated clearly second behind him.
Yeah, well, at the moment, those Wyong fields have popped up into the system for Wednesday. The sixth race is that two-year-old classic. There's a field of 10. Unite and Conquer's drawn 7. Space Boy 2. Exceed the Stars for Mark Unum and Tommy Berry 10. There's Nuclear Summit for Gary Moore, barrier 3. Jailbreaker Debuter for Brad Widdup's 9. Champagne Boom 5. Accelerates for Godolphin's drawn 4. And then 3 debuters. Enchanted Glory 8. Islands 1. And Search and Brook barrier 6. So there'll be a lot of attention on that race on Wednesday.
And no dubious, the Breeders' Plate winner, he's obviously going to go a different path into the Magic Millions. So Unite and Conquer, given the boom on him, likely to start a short-priced favourite. And Look, Gay Waterhouse certainly knows how to win that Magic Millions two-year-old race. She's won it four times previously, and he was very, very good on debut up the straight at Flemington during the spring.
Yeah, for sure. Just before I let you go, we mentioned those first couple of wins, but it was good to see some new name jockeys. We had Robbie Dolan on earlier. He's had a good weekend, and there are a couple of other notable ones there. Jean Van Overmeer.
Yeah, what a ride this was. I thought it was exciting to watch Erythea. Second up, Bjorn Baker told Sean Van Overmeer to make use of that mare's natural speed over the 1,400, and she just ran her rivals ragged. There's a few more exciting sort of things to watch in racing than see a tearaway leader try to hold on. Smart Edge made a late surge, but that sort of brave ride by Sean Van Overmeer did land the cash on Erythea, and she's on probably the Bell the Turf Stakes style path this summer. She's in great order. And the final two races were won by apprentices. Brock Ryan, a 3-kilo apprentice, had his first ride for Team Hawks, and this was an outstanding effort, Andrew, because most speed maps had Reflectivity leading. He's bungled the start, came out a length last. Brock Ryan didn't panic, just allowed the horse to naturally gather speed and improve his position to be third the fence. Rode it brilliantly, and Michael Hawks paid Brock Ryan the highest praise after the race, saying the apprentice didn't panic and rode Reflectivity perfectly, got the job done. And then Joe Pride in the last. Like Team Hawks, Joe Pride doesn't often use apprentices, but he used Robbie Dolan's 3-kilo claim on discussions. Brilliant ride, dominant winner. And Joe Pride, after the race, really made mention of Robbie Dolan, how he's apprenticed to Mark Newnham, how Mark Newnham's such a great tutor of young apprentices. And Joe Pride was full of praise for Robbie Dolan. So three inexperienced apprentices doing really good things under pressure in Sydney Saturday class on Saturday, Andrew.
Got a horse to follow?
Look, I think Bonhomie, she was brilliant, I thought. He was brilliant. He's just come back in great order. Jason Deemer's made the decision to keep him to sprints, and he tried, and he had to try to go towards the provincial championships last prep, but this summer he's going to keep Bonhomie to sprints. Potentially a race like the Takeover Target Stakes next month could be the ultimate goal. He ran very fast time, 102.79 for the 1,100 metres, not far out of the track record. He ran 33.83 was the closing 600 metre sectional. He came from off speed, dominated the race, only second up. There's significant improvement still to come from Bonhomie, and I think he'll win again before he goes to a race like the Takeover Target Stakes. He's got the talent to measure up to listed level.
Okay, Bonhomie, the one to follow through the summer for Ray Thomas. Good on you, Ray. We'll hear from you during the week.
Thanks so much, Andrew.